Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now here's Danny Milliken with Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons.
Heck yeah. Sorry about the language. Yeah, Sherry Hera, so happy you're here with me. I'm Danny Milliken. I'm here with you.
And I'm happy to be here.
Look at us. Look at us relating. Whew. Okay, here we are. Hour number two, Home Show Garden Pros. I still got a big circle that kind of Bill got us into a little bit, and that is lawn care. And, you know, I kind of forgot how bad brown patch is. I mean, I walk around my neighborhood and I see it everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're having construction at your house. And so, but with just... When people like your, I've seen your lawn. It drains mm-hmm. really well, mm-hmm. and so the wetness is probably not what's affecting you as much because of that. But the, you know, I mean, I had when we did a home construction, yeah. we put a new bathroom on and redid roof, plumbing, electrical, and siding one time, mm-hmm. and oh my, there were pathways through the yard.
It's amazing how yeah. the yard gets trampled.
It's so amazing, yeah. And I was like, is this? Oh my gosh! This
and
is
the
so
trades
bad.
Drive through it.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
like right where the driveway is, it's all smashed down.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yep.
And I have brown patch.
So you have, you know, the nature said, ooh, an opportunity.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of people are just, their soil is just too wet and compacted and they have
yeah.
brown patch.
Yeah.
And so, you know, wintertime, almost no evaporation.
Mm-hmm.
And with compacted soils, you get puddling. And that's almost always going to lead to a fungal problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like a worse problem, if there's no fungi, you may just get like rot.
Yeah.
Can happen because grass is like Bermuda grass can grow in water pretty good, but St. Augustine cannot. It likes it to drain.
Yeah, it's dramatic. It's a drama queen.
It really is. It really is. You know, I was reading some of St. Augustine's writings, and he was kind of like that too. He's like real, you know, real
he was
particular.
Drama.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nice guy, but, you know. So the, So when it comes to your lawn right now, this is a tough time. I think this is probably the hardest time in lawns mm-hmm. in Houston.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
It's a little confused.
Emotionally. Mm-hmm. The lawn's confused and
it's
we're confused.
It's confused and we're confused. And
yeah. yeah.
Is it spring? Is it summer? Is it winter?
Right, right. It's none of those, really.
Yeah.
So it's weird. I guess it's pre-spring.
Mm-hmm.
But it's spring for those weeds.
Yes.
And so you, I mean, I remember you gave a presentation and it was probably the most presentation that I've taken the notes of any like lecture that mm-hmm. I've ever been a part of. It was the first time I had ever saw anybody present on what the weeds tell us.
Mm.
And it was so great because I kind of knew that like, yes, of course the weeds are there for a reason.
Right.
Of course, like, they're serving some natural purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, specifically, you were, like, dishing out knowledge on mm-hmm. what they were actually doing. And so I want to get into that in a little bit after, the, you know, in the next segment, just mm-hmm. kind of talking through why you have these weeds, what could you provide for your lawn to see a lot less of them
right.
this year and next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then... And then we can talk about like short-term treatment stuff too. But the weeds that are in your lawn, you know, they tell you a story. Mm-hmm. You may hate them, but they may have a message for you.
Right.
And it would be wise to hear and heed that message before you went out and just destroyed them all.
Right.
And no, I'm not saying don't destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying heed their warning before you destroy them.
Right.
Okay.
Understand why they're there.
Yeah, understand why they're there. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Just going to get some of the ones. I got a list of weeds that we're going to kind of cover. So these are the ones you're dealing with in
mm-hmm,
your lawn.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. And then I'll also kind of unveil what I'm doing right now in my lawn,
okay.
which I have big plans today.
Nice.
But, you know, keep in mind, I'm kind of in the Bel Air, Meyerland area.
Uh-huh.
So pretty south. So keep that in mind when I tell you my bold strokes that I'm doing. Sherry, glad you're here. 281-496-5711. I'm going to say it one more time here. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you, Home Show Garden Pros.
Get growing at Warren's Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrenssoutherngardens.com.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
I hope you're ready for riveting information. This is actually the perfect time as we about to explore a lot of these lawn weeds to talk about AgriLawn. We talked about being able to do active approaches, how to actually kill some weeds, do some destruction. But the cool thing about AgriLawn is you can kill a lot of these weeds we're going to bring up without poisoning your lawn and with keeping your trees totally safe.
Right.
So atrazine, which is a common like weed herbicide that's in weed and feed and a lot of other things, is really bad for your trees.
Right. Yeah. Read the back of the bag.
Yeah. And it tells you.
It says don't put down under your trees or around your trees.
So
what yard has no trees?
And that's just like a very common, very well used, very well known herbicide.
Yeah.
All of them are pretty much bad for trees, but AgriLawn's not.
Right.
And so it dehydrates basically the weed itself, and it does it naturally using a couple of incredibly like good smelling ingredients on it. It will kill the root of your weeds, but it does it through the leaf. It's completely safe for people, completely safe for pets, easy to apply. So I was using also this at Herman Park back in the day because we had a big crabgrass invasion on our formal lawn. And, you know, nothing was dealing with it. People were saying, no, just mow it lower, it'll go away. Well, it just got shorter and shorter. And so AgriLawn kind of saved the day. And it is so easy to apply. You wet the weed. You sprinkle a tiny bit on. It's easy to overapply. But you only need a tiny bit, and crabgrass, chickweed, clover, dollar weed, so, you know, wood sorrel, some of these. I'm seeing great results on doveweed with it. So it's like really cool stuff. I mean, I kind of am like, I'm going to put it on everything, and, you know, generally it's killing it. So pretty awesome stuff. Again, totally safe for St. Augustine and Bermuda grasses. So really great stuff. And, you know, it's available at all the Garden Pro nurseries. So easy to use, easy to buy, easy to put out. Smells good, kills weeds. What else do you want, you know? I mean, I should have had you at Smells Good, Kills Weeds. That's amazing. Their website for more information, agrilawn.com. So that kind of kicks off our lawn weeds conversation. So hope you wrote down AgriLawn, AgriLawn, because that's going to be like, after you've gotten the message from the weeds, this is what you put on most of them to destroy.
Right. And we started refilling those for customers.
Oh, really?
The containers.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're not wasting a bunch of plastic containers because it comes in a 2-pound container, right?
No, that's awesome.
So we're going to talk about weeds in the lawn, right?
Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go.
And ironically, the list we made is pretty much the exact list on the AgriLawn live read I've got here.
Right.
Except for nutsedge. So let's start with nutsedge. Again, prefacing our conversation here on Home Show Garden Pros, we are talking about the message the weeds have for you,
right,
as the steward of the land.
So I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit.
I love it.
First of all, you can only control your yard. You're in control of your yard. What's happening at your neighbor's yard is their business, and their weeds are not coming into your yard.
Sure.
So it's not your neighbor's fault that you have weeds.
Right. Yeah.
It's you can control your yard. You can't control theirs.
That's really quite a beautiful message.
We need to take responsibility for our own yard and stop blaming our neighbors and our lawnmen. So that's my little soapbox
sure.
there.
Okay.
So first of all, we need to figure out why the weeds are there. All weeds are opportunistic, right? Mm-hmm. Mother Nature wants her topsoil covered. So if the grass won't grow there, there's going to be a weed to grow there.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if you just kind of have a hodgepodge of weeds just kind of here and there in the weak spots of your grass, and it's not one type of weed that's just taking over, then that's just opportunistic, right? Let's just fertilize with a slow-release organic fertilizer, make sure that the yard is not compacted, and go about your business. And 9 times out of 10, the St. Augustine is more aggressive than the weeds.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, when we see a problem with one or two types of weeds creeping into one area.
An abundance.
Then we need to look at what is going wrong in that
area. Gotcha. So like one little clover plant isn't giving me this big message.
No.
But if I got like...
A whole side of your yard is being invaded by
it.
Then we need to look at what's happening.
Gotcha.
And so clover in particular, we'll just say,
it has
a nitrogen fixing bacteria on the root system. So what it's doing is it's trying to pull nitrogen into the ground from the atmosphere.
Mm.
So if you have an abundance of clover, you can kill it, but guess what's going to happen? It's going to come back.
It's going to come right back.
Because we haven't addressed the problem, which is the need for nitrogen in a slow release organic form. So we need a good high quality nitrogen on a very regular basis to rebuild the energy in that soil.
So some of the salt fertilizers are giving a ton of nitrogen really fast.
Yeah.
But you last put that down in, you know, whatever, August or September.
Right.
That's all gone.
It's gone and it's killed your microbes. So and those salty quick release fertilizers are kind of like McDonald's, right? If you're training for a marathon, are you going to eat McDonald's? No.
I'm not, no.
Because
no.
It's fast food. You'll get a burst of energy, but it's not sustainable.
Right.
So you want the health food.
It's got a bunch of junk in it that's making you like more inflammatory and feel worse all the time.
Right.
Same thing with the fertilizer.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing with the fertilizer. So if we're going to get control over this problem, we want to give it the good, healthy nitrogen. Slow-release organic nitrogen source. So like MicroLife.
Sure, right.
Okay? So that's one thing in particular with clover. Now, there's wood sorrel and there's clover, and a lot of people call wood sorrel clover, and they're different weeds.
We have a new video that's about to come out on Home Show Garden Pros that kind of shows you wood sorrel and really
versus clover.
Yeah, points out the flower.
The wood sorrel has the little yellow, or sometimes it's a little purple.
Trumpet one,
And then the clover is the little clover flowers. Like they look like little kind of white little balls or crimson clovers.
Yep.
So you just need to know which one you're dealing with. And, you know, if you have wood sorrel coming in, it's not telling you that you need nitrogen. It's usually telling you have too much magnesium.
You need to make a salad and make it a little more delicious with some wood sorrel.
So I guess the thing with the weeds is, you know the weeds.
Right.
And, you know, I know why they're there, because we can keep killing them, but they're going to keep coming back until we address those problems.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is the real lesson is that you want to get rid of them, but then you take these short-term steps, and you've kind of cursed yourself because you probably made the problem a little bit worse.
Yeah, it'll get better, and then boom, it gets worse.
Yeah, and then you didn't do anything for the long term. So
right,
that's why we love AgriLawn. Actually, works great on clover, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, that is really great information, and it's really like thought-provoking. So there's so many groups of weeds that have the same thing, and we're going to come back and cover a couple more of those. But keep in mind, if you're using a chemical nitrogen fertilizer, you're probably seeing a lot of clover right now. And those of us that aren't doing that are seeing that little clover here and there.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a great point where you just get some AgriLawn on it and your problem's done.
Right.
If you've got a, you know, 20 by 10 patch of it, you should know that you're using the wrong fertilizer.
Yeah.
So no judgment. Just accountability. Home Show Garden Pros here, Sherry Hara. We want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. Do want to just remind you that if you have a question, I guarantee you someone else has that question. Mm-hmm. And so you'd be helping them out and getting your answer. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
It's time to prep and till your soil for spring. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. We have tools that'll make your dirt work easier. Bring home a Steel or Echo garden tiller to finish big jobs in a hurry. Toss your broken, dull tools, start new, and pick from our expansive wall of garden tools. Come visit Southwest Fertilizer. We've got everything to get you ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We're nicely stocked on trees, shade trees, fruit trees. Still a great time to get them in the ground and get them established before summer. We're also well stocked on evergreen shrubs. If you need that privacy screen for your house or just need to fill in with a missing boxwood, come see us. We're fully stocked on annual color and making room and getting prepared for tomatoes, which will be here in about a month. If you want to get an earlier start on spring veggies, seeds is an excellent way to get a head start on your vegetable gardening, and we're fully stocked on seeds. Make a special trip to the Heights, or if you're in the area, drop on by 611 East 11th Street, or give us a call, 713-861-5702. Also, check out our Instagram. There's all the latest information on Instagram. We're back to our regular hours, 9 to 6 every day. And now let's get back to Sherry and Danny.
Thanks, Zach. We're here. I'm Danny Milliken.
And I'm Sherry Hara.
We're talking gardening, as is our want and our mission here on the show. Hopefully we're helping you out. We're going to lift up one other weed, and it's one I'm seeing a ton right now, and that's chickweed.
Mm-hmm.
So Sherry's going to tell us.
Chickweed.
What's the deal?
Well, I mean, for the most part, chickweed's just opportunistic, right?
Sure.
It's got that little tiny flower. It just blows in. It'll kind of come in where your mulch is kind of maybe worn away a little bit or packed down. I have an area in my grass where it's down where the pool water drains, where it's probably high salt, high magnesium, and the chickweed will come in.
Yeah.
So I will put some crabgrass killer, the Agrolon crabgrass killer, on it to knock it back. I'll pull the ones in my flower bed. But I'm not going to fight it with a bunch of weed killers because once we get over 85 and stay there, it just goes away.
It burns off.
It burns off. It's done.
And that's not a spot where, I mean, I'll get it in patches in my landscape, and it sounds like it just is basically my external cue to
mulch.
Mulch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh, I'm seeing all this cleaver, Velcro weed.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing chickweed. That means I need a mulch.
Yeah.
So let that, that's just like, it's my timer.
It's an indicator.
Yeah. It's nature's like, bing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we could make an app to where when those seeds start popping up, I get a reminder on my phone. That'd be great.
Right.
Just my message to nature.
You need to talk to the microbes.
Soil. Hey, if I could get y'all to integrate with my phone, that'd be super. Thank you very much. Pretty hooked on it. Okay, so chickweed, opportunistic, Agrolon to get rid of, mulch to cover.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
It's also an edible.
It is.
It's an edible. It sounds like I said inedible, but it's not delicious. But it kind of
the when chickweed.
You, yeah, when you
and the cleaver's edible as well. Too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. The cleaver's got a lot of flavor, so you can kind of butter, you know, with some butter or oil and some, you know, like garlic pepper or something
If you're into cooking your weeds.
Yeah, then you can just make it, and you know, it takes in whatever flavor you're mixing it with. So, if you like butter, here's a chance just to eat some butter. So, that's chickweed. Okay. Yes. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Our goal is answering and helping you in your gardening questions. So 281-496-5711. I said that a little bit weird. Our goal is to help you by answering your gardening questions or just by giving you great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Neil, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Neil.
Hi. I have a weed in my yard that comes back every year. I call it nature's Velcro.
Uh-huh.
It sticks to you whenever – whenever you walk through it, it's just going to grab on you, and it's going to grow up to be about, 3 feet tall. What can I do about that?
So that's where I'm sorry. Where did you say it's growing, in your grass or in the flower beds?
The whole yard, the whole backyard.
Yeah. So it's kind of an opportunistic little weed that wants to come in wherever it can. In your flower beds, like we were just talking, that it's also called cleaver. It's a good indicator it's time to remulch. So it kind of gets in wherever there's a little space where it can just seed in there. So pull it by hand in your flower beds, put a little layer of mulch in. My vegetable garden, I started using pine needles because it keeps the cleaver out like nobody's business. So I do pine needles there. And in the grass, once the grass really starts actively growing, it will take over the cleaver in the grass. Yeah. If you want to use a weed killer on it, you can use the crabgrass killer, the Agrilon.
But okay. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do a bunch of weed killers on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I may, I've been listening to your show for a long time, mm-hmm. and I really would like to start some good tomatoes mm-hmm. this year. And I've copied down Celebrity as being one of them. Any other recommendations?
So what do you like to do with your tomatoes? Is it just fresh eating, you like sandwiches, or throw it in salads? What do you do?
You know, off the vine.
Right off the vine?
Yeah.
Off the vine into the face, that's what I do, yeah.
So if you start now, one of my favorite ones to start early is Beefmaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a great flavor, and it's a good fresh slicer. That and the Celebrity Carmelo and Bella Rosa as well. So those are all great. Beefmaster, Celebrity, Carmella, Bella Rosa.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil. And of course, I'm going to throw in Juliet's.
Juliet's are great, yeah. But not a good. Well, I mean, I guess you could pop them right in your mouth.
Oh, they're so great for that. They're two biters. They're kind of key fob size.
Two biters.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have one bite and the other bite.
Yeah.
Really, they're hard to get. If you got like a bowl of them, they're hard to get inside.
Yeah.
Because you snack while you're gardening. So they're the great ones to eat while you're picking your Beefmasters.
There you go.
You know.
Yeah.
Don't have to tune up to do them, but yeah. There are some wild flavors of tomatoes too.
Yeah.
Some of those heirlooms have some crazy flavors,
mm-hmm.
smoky flavors or zesty flavors,
right.
or even lemony. So there's a lot of wacky ones. The ones just Sherry just said are proven for our area and have an excellent tomato.
Heavy yielders.
Yeah, heavy
mm-hmm.
yielders. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's Celebrity and Beefmaster are what I plant
yeah.
as soon as I can find them.
Yes.
Because I want as big a plant as possible.
Yep.
Oh, Home Show Garden Pros, Ted, we see you. Look forward to talking to you after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back! Sorry, that's a Jimmy Fallon skit that he used to do on Saturday Night Live. He came back from his breaks like that. So, you know, makes me feel happy when I do it. Anyway, Sherry Harris here. We are dishing out gardening advice. We're kind of in the midst of a conversation about weeds, and we're going to talk to Ted here in a little bit. Do want to talk about MicroLife. It has come up multiple times, as it generally does in a gardening conversation with mm-hmm. people who are passionate about soil health, because what it does is it adds nutrients. It builds that soil biology, like, diversity layer, you know, adding a bunch of stuff. And they have really kind of gotten a lot more elegant about their approach on those. I mean, with MicroGrow being this like really fungal defense and fungal encouragement,
mm-hmm.
They have the other, what's the other one they've got that's like an inoculant? It'll come to me. Really great stuff. All of their products, their kind of fertilizers mm-hmm. have have fungi in them and have bacteria in them to help improve your soils. To actually, like, so, you know, I always give this analogy. It's like you throw a party when you're fertilizing, and if you're feeding, it's like if you had a party and you don't have any guests, you have a lot of food, well, that's the food's going bad. That's what most people do when they fertilize. If you have a bunch of guests and you're not giving it any food, well, they're going to leave. They're going to go where there's food. That's the earthworm story or the ladybug story, you know. And so MicroLife is both the food and the guests. And so you end up getting a lot of great action right away. You know, people call it a slow-release fertilizer, and it does work for a long time, but you see the impact right away. So once you get it wet, you start seeing the impact. During this kind of stretch right now, and this is my bold thing I want you to think about, is with the rain we're going to have this week, it is a great time to get MicroLife down. And if you're just doing the 6-2-4, or maybe you're doing the brown patch, which is 5-1-3, you're not putting a heavy nitrogen boost down. You're not pushing growth, but you are going to start pushing growth because, you know, the cold weather's, besides a couple snaps we may get, it's kind of going away. And so I'm encouraging you this weekend, get some MicroLife on your lawn, especially that brown patch that does have the inoculants in it that helps the fungi, which is going to improve the roots. The Humates, I know, is one of Sherry's favorites. Mm. What do you like about the Humates Plus?
I love the soil building element to it. I love that it will, with the humic acid that's in there, kind of aerate the soil.
Yeah. No, I've seen it eliminate puddles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Full of carbon. Mm. So it helps the grass grow up in the shadier areas under trees. I don't know, just everything about it. It's an amazing product.
And it's so cool because it's so easy to apply also.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do it wrong.
Yeah, that is a great thing about the Humates Plus.
Yeah.
That's a great call. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of stuff like that, a big line of stuff. MicroLifeFertilizer.com has their whole line, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Okay, Ted, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello. Well, follow up on what you were just
talking about. Uh-oh, Ted, we got you. Oh, wait, you're back on. Hey, sorry. Follow up on what you is what we heard. So go ahead and start over.
Okay. Humates Plus, you were just mentioning it. How often when should you put it on?
Rule of thumb, mm-hmm. I always say if you're in a remediation mode or if you're kind of new to it, try to do it once a quarter. And then after that, twice a year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you can't really overdo it, but just try to commit to doing it once a quarter the first year.
Okay. That just came up from what you were talking about. Uh-huh. I have a couple other questions.
Yeah.
First question is blueberries. What's your regimen for planting them?
Preparing the soil accordingly. So you want to make sure and use a good soil with some structure to it and then acidify. So you can either purchase a blueberry soil where all the work is done, or you can do that yourself. Like we have a Landscaper's Pride planting mix, and then I mix that with one of my favorite MicroLife products, which is the MicroLife Ultimate. It's the blue label. Now they do have one called Acidified, but I really like that blue label for the blueberries, and I even use it on my azaleas. And it has a high sulfur content in it and the microbe to break down the sulfur, so it works a little faster.
And what do you augment your soil with? Do you put any peat moss in?
I don't do the peat moss when you're doing the good, you know, soils or compost, but you could build kind of almost a buggy soil out of the peat moss if you wanted to, as long as you know that it will still be well drained.
Okay.
Areas that have a sandier soil, you can do the peat moss. We have a very clay soil, so if it doesn't drain below that, you can almost have a too much water buildup.
Okay. And a question in the weed area.
Uh-huh.
What do you do about annual bluegrass?
I just wait for it to get 85 or more. You know, really, that one is going to – it's once we start warming up, it's going to go to seed and it's going to die off. It's not going to be a problem through the summer unless it's super shady in that area. So I always see it pop up this time of year. It's opportunistic. It gets in wherever the grass is not really thick and full, but then it dies out in the summer. So I wouldn't spend a lot of time or energy trying to kill it. It looks great when it's mowed.
What about keeping it from reoccurring?
Then you would want to do a pre-emergent in the fall. like late fall, early winter, you do a pre-emergent to keep those little weed seeds from germinating. The best defense on that is to really promote the health of your grass so there's no opportunity for it to get in.
Yeah, I've tried composting a couple of times, and
yeah.
I'm still fighting them, and it's just the reoccurring seeds that I can't break yeah. the cycle on.
The good thing is it's not a long competing weed. Yeah. It's just there because the St. Augustine isn't fully covered that area.
Mm-hmm. And so they're putting out pre-emergent this time of year wouldn't be doing me any good.
No, because it's just about to go to seed and die once we warm up, because it is an annual weed.
Okay.
All right.
Do you ever use prodiamine as far as
I have used it. Yeah, I actually have used it. I have not put pre-emergent out probably in 2 years. I probably should have put it out this year with all the damage to my grass from the construction, just to prevent the weeds from coming in. But you know, most weeds are just whenever the stress is there, they'll pop up, but they're right. not going to be a long-term problem. So a lot of chemical applications, even a pre-emergent regularly used over time, can do damage. So I would only use it in areas that you're really trying to break that seed cycle.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's so easy for us to want to put like a target on some weeds. Mm-hmm. Like there's weeds that maybe you've been dealing with for a long time and you're like, oh, this weed driving me nuts. But you know, no big deal. I will say every once in a while, every like 6 years, maybe that's a random number, 5 years maybe is mm-hmm. a better number. I like doing kind of a pre-emergent load.
Yeah.
One fall through mm-hmm. winter. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that just stymies all my weeds for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm not doing it every year. I don't mind the weeds that much.
Yeah.
But it lets me just pull back. And then right after it, I can follow up with a pretty good regimen of health.
Yeah. I don't like to do any chemical right. on a regimented basis.
Yes. That's a great
point. You know, and, you know, some people hear us talk and think, well, I know how to kill that. Well, we know how to kill.
Sure.
And we know how to prevent. But you don't want to rely on a chemical every time. It's like a drug addiction. And we want to really kind of help the grass in the yard perform without a lot of chemical inputs.
Yeah, you're universally damaging your soil. Mm-hmm. And that is going to lead to worse production from whatever you want to produce.
Right.
And we want production.
Right.
And that may – saying we want production doesn't sound all tree-huggy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like the science is showing us that the way we get production is through an organic regimen.
Sure.
And I prefer just saying a soil first kind of regimen mm-hmm. because I know that if I have healthy soil, I have production.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, every once in a while, you got to reach in your toolbox. That's just the way that goes.
Every now and then. Yep. Put it back in balance.
That's right. And we're here to support you and give you great advice. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Cutting back plants help them survive winter. 70-80% isn't too much. It might hurt you, but helps your plants. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Make a resolution to get outside and garden more this year. Add some lovely color to your landscaping or freshen up your pots with seasonal color that will bloom through the spring. Alyssum, pansies, violas, snapdragons, cyclamen, dianthus, and more. Come on out and see what we've got. Are you one of the lucky ones that remembers the taste of freshly picked strawberries from your childhood? Well, how'd you like to plant your very own strawberry patch to enjoy that fresh picked flavor again? This is the ideal time for strawberry planting in our part of the country, and our nurseries have stocked up on them just in time. Time to start thinking about your spring garden. To get good production from your vegetable garden, you need to have rich, fertile soil. Come on in. You will find just what you need to have the best garden ever this year. Adding compost will provide plenty of nutrients for your new spring veggies. Bone meal mixed into the soil now can prevent blossom end rot later on your tomatoes and peppers when they start to produce. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook. either at Enchanted Gardens Richmond or Enchanted Forest Richmond. We're open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Sunday, 10 to 4. Let's get back to what we do best. Here's Sherry and Danny.
Thanks, Joey. Good word. Always good word. Those folks are doing a great job. 281-496-5711. Ryan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a pretty good-sized oak tree in the front yard. And
What kind, do you know?
It's a live oak.
Okay.
And the drip line goes out a little over 50 feet from the main trunk.
Mm-hmm.
And the main trunk comes up about 8 feet, and then it kind of splits with these big limbs, about six of them. And in the middle there, it's created kind of a bowl. I just noticed it last night when we were putting in some landscape lighting, and water is collected in there probably for years. Started cleaning that out, and it goes down about a foot into the main trunk. And I looked on the outside, and some of the bark is kind of, you know, rotten and peeling off. Can I just get in there and clean all that out and then maybe pour some cement or something in there and keep the water from doing that, or is there something else I need to do?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a tough spot, Ryan. I do think that you could probably try that approach. I would call ArborTrue Tree Service personally. You can even get on their website, arbortrue.com, and chat with them. You'll be chatting with an arborist. They're pretty awesome. But the heartwood of a tree like that can go away and it not destroy the tree. Now, the live oaks are not really known for that as much. Oak is a lot denser wood.
Right.
Whatever's decomposing the wood needs to be killed for your plan to work. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, I mean, if you sealed it off with some living, whatever it is, mildew or mold or fungi in there, it would keep eating.
Okay.
And so, but that's where talking to them and seeing what they think. Now, I do think that ArborTrue could probably save your tree. Where I don't know that my advice could do that.
Right.
Sherry pointed at me when you were asking the question. So
yeah.
She, but.
Well, because you did trees and stuff at, Wherever you were. Memorial Park.
Yes. And I will say that, like, if you can get some compost around the base of that tree, it'll help resiliency. It'll really improve it.
Yeah. I know I've heard people trying to fill crevices in with concrete.
Right.
But you have to be careful because the moisture will go under the concrete.
Yes, right.
And cause more of a problem. But ArborTrue would be my go-to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I know concrete is porous, and eventually it'll get through there. But
yeah.
I'm saying if one of these limbs fall off, it's going to block traffic for 3 days.
For sure. Mel, I got you. I mean, look at you. You're being a good citizen, too,
yep.
by talking to ArborTrue.
And I know
great.
ArborTrue can do, like, hormone replacement therapies. I know it sounds crazy, but they do that for trees to keep them from, like, spreading. I wish they could do that to me.
Yeah,
me too. That'd be nice.
To keep it from spreading and dropping the limbs, I guess.
I mean, I almost think something like Gorilla Glue would be better to put in over concrete because it would still breathe. But you just got to, like, make sure no more water gets in there. But I totally know what you're talking about, the bowl that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are kind of savanna trees, and they like to dry out from time to time. Mm-hmm. So from a soil perspective, humic acid, Humates Plus is a great product to put down. Let the roots really build resiliency more and more. But, yeah.
Call ArborTrue.
Yep, call them.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Ryan. It's a tough question. I mean, those big trees are so valuable.
Yeah. And arborists, they specialize in trees.
Yep.
So always get the right doctor for the problem.
Yeah, and I think ArborTrue is just the best doctor for this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Landscaper's Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Nature's Way Resources. For quality soil, mulch, and compost, the key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
There is a really cool OBA event coming up called Horticulture Science Day. It's going to be Thursday, January 28th. A full day of learning from a bunch of experts in the horticulture field, and it's free for members of OBA. So if you're a membership, if you aren't an OBA member, go to OBA Online, O-H-B-A, is how you spell OBA, obaonline.org, become a member, and you can attend this great thing. So fertilization, weed control, growing delicious food, soil conversations, insect pest conversations, how to just, you know, learn more about soil first agriculture, and also Brad Phillips with Arbitru doing organic tree care. So going to be a really great day. Everything will be recorded and members will be able to access it and see it whenever they want. So just OHBA, OBA, and this great Horticulture Science Day. If you want to learn more about kind of the inner workings of your plants and your soil, again, that website, obaonline.org. So good stuff there. Great organization, doing a lot of education like we're doing. You know, Shira, you've been a presenter multiple times for OBA. Always done a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're here to answer gardening questions here on Home Show Garden Pros, and we're going to keep on doing that with Lois.
Hi. Hey. I love the show.
Oh,
thank you.
I've kind of got a different question, but it's about ants in flower pots. What does one do about those? I'm a seven dust user, but I don't guess you all are. But
well, and not that seven is bad for ants, but the problem is seven will chase the ants around. It doesn't necessarily kill the whole colony.
Uh-huh.
And if we're dealing with fire ants, you want to use a bait. Okay, so right now they're starting to forage and get ready for our warm season. And so you would want to use something that was a bait. So you would put the bait out around the yard, not necessarily in your pot, and that's going to bait them out. They're going to feed on it, and that's actually going to kill the colony. If we keep just using insecticides, that's a more of a surface kill. And what ants do when they start having die-off at the surface, they'll just go deeper. And then their colonies will get bigger. And then whenever the surface chemicals like the seven dust are not there anymore, then they'll come back up. So they're very smart little insects. So you just kind of chase them deeper when you use the insecticides that way. So yeah. I like to use a bait that has spinosad in it as the active ingredient.
You need specific brands?
Fertilome has one. And I believe Monterey has one. But the Fertilome one's called Come and Get It, and it's spinosad. It takes about 2 weeks to really start working.
Uh-huh.
So, but if you know that you always get ants in those pots, it would be good to start using it now, because I started noticing mounds when I was out on a walk yesterday. So they're kind of coming up to
the
surface.
Wet weather, too.
Yep, and they're going to start working, and they're going to start foraging. That's when you want to put the baits out.
And save that seven dust for like flea beetles and spider mites and that sort of like infestation sort of insects.
Yeah. Now, if you're trying to pot your pots and you can't get the work done because the ants are in there, then that's when I would use something like diatomaceous earth.
Mm.
That's a contact kill. So you could go out, put it, you know, stir them up, put that out. That'll start to kill them immediately so you can get your work done. Then long-term effects would be the baits.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's great. Can I ask one more thing?
Go
absolutely.
I've got some pretty large pots. I have I have to put everything in pots because I had so many trees. I've taken a lot of them out, but there's still roots in the ground. So, and they're really big pots. And I pack the dirt down when I'm planting the plant in the bottom, and then if I get to the top, I still tamp it down. But now some of my big pots are like 6 inches down.
Yeah. What potting soils
are
you using?
Up again.
Yeah. What potting soils are you using?
Well, I'm using topsoil, and then I use the potting soil in the bags. I know that's not the best, but
I don't know that it's not the best, but just get an inexpensive potting soil and put that at the bottom instead of doing the topsoil, because I think what's happening is you have like a enriched topsoil and that decomposes over time, and so that will make your pots shrink. And then get a light, fluffy peat-based potting soil for the top of the pot. That will run more. That'll cost more but it's engineered not to break down any further. So you don't have as much shrinkage in your pots.
Okay.
So just if it says potting soil, put it in the pot. But you can get a cheaper one to put at the bottom since they're big pots, but get the really good stuff to put at the top.
But if the plants are already in there and they're sprouting, I can't just...
Oh, gotcha. You can't lift them up. Then you can slowly add a little bit of soil to the top of the pot, maybe about a half an inch at a time until...
Okay.
Yeah, you just can't put... 6 inches of soil.
But you should top off with that pot, that nice peat-based potting,
soil. Uh-huh.
Some humic, Humates Plus might be a great thing to do to kind of maybe try to loosen up some of the lower soils.
Yeah.
My concern is that you're not going to see drainage because of compaction
because
at the bottom.
Because of compaction, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that could be true.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, great question there. I'm here, Sherry Hera, Plants for All Seasons. Beautiful spot up there just off 249. You guys got tomatoes in, a bunch of other veggies.
Oh, yeah. All the veggies are starting to come in. The seed wall is completely loaded.
Love the seed wall.
Potatoes, it's time to plant potatoes.
Yeah, that's right.
So don't wait because you don't want to wait too long on that. And then I'll have more onions coming in. And, of course, we're loading up our interior plants.
I need to get up there. I need three of the things you mentioned, if not more. I need maybe at least three.
Well, yeah. You'll see things that you didn't know you needed.
Oh boy. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back, and we'll talk to Maureen when we get back.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Every single product, soil, mulch, mix, they have at Southwest Fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
So this I'm saying at Southwest Fertilizer.
They
library.
Do, yes.
I think she was like, what are you doing? But they have it at Southwest Fertilizer. They love solving problems. It's one of those things that's in the city. Right there at Bissonnette and Renwick. So, if you're next to Plants for All Seasons, Southwest Fertilizer wants you to go there. But if you're in the city, they want you to go to Southwest Fertilizer, and they have everything you need. Organic, synthetic solutions. They're going to have the great fertilizer to help your lawn recover from a problem and the pre-emergent to put down before you put down the recovery. They have all of it. They have a great organic corner up there. Great selection of soils, mulches, fertilizers. They got all the Nature's Way stuff, all the Landscaper's Pride stuff, and some other stuff too. MicroLife, they have their own organic line of fertilizers, so price for every budget. They can help you out. They have a huge lawn and garden tool section where I think of Plants for All Seasons having that awesome seed wall. Southwest Fertilizer is a great tool wall, so a bunch of tools that you probably haven't seen and probably your gardener friends need. So hey, birthday gifts, all that stuff coming up. I always ask for yard tools for my anniversary, so kind of funny.
So romantic.
I know. Birding. This is where Southwest Fertilizer is not just a garden store. It's also like an outdoor enthusiast store because they have a great bird section. All the squirrel-proof feeders you could want, how to take care of them, guides to know what you're looking at, great feed, the fanciest seed you can get, and also, budget seed. And lastly, just mowers. They got, it is an in-the-city place to get your mower, a new mower, get your mower repaired, get a new blower, get your blower repaired. They got it all. Great selection of tools. And they carry the top-of-the-line stuff on that stuff. And all that's super cool, but the best part is their amazing staff. They're friendly yard geeks, love answering garden questions one-on-one, and they've been doing this incredible service, solving Houston lawn and garden problems since 1955. Check them out. Find out where they are. Maybe they got some specials going on, something like that, at their website, southwestfertilizer.com. Really cool spot. Okay, Maureen, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
I'm
going to give you a quick update. Danny, I was not successful with my Brussels sprouts. They were doing fabulous until my opossum realized that they were good to eat. So I don't have much left. I've tried to put a pot over. I had six plants because I was in high hopes. So here's my question.
Well, I do want to say this. It doesn't mean that our advice wasn't good. Joey gave that great tip for pinching the top off. I have three plants. I didn't have a possum problem, and I'm so excited because I'm seeing all these things. So sorry, Maureen. My heart goes out to you. This was our year. This was our year for Brussels sprouts.
I just need to know where you live in Bel Air. I'm teasing. It's part of the life of a gardener.
Yeah, it's true.
So I want to plant some delphinium, but I live below I-10, but not as far south as you are. So is it too late to put delphiniums in? It says that they only need to go to 1/4 inch. So that's really hardly putting them in the ground.
Oh, so you're going to do seeds?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
So can I? I mean, I can do anything. So yes. Let me rephrase that.
You can do seeds or plants right now.
I say go for it.
Yes, you can do either or. Absolutely.
Okay, so is there any special besides? They'll be going into a rose soil unless you tell me otherwise.
Rose soil or compost is fine, and just do them about, just scrape the soil.
Barely.
Just sprinkle them out and just a little sprinkle of soil on top of them. Don't dig them down an inch and a half.
No. I read the directions and I thought that's just like lettuce, hardly at all. It's almost on the surface.
Yes.
All right, and I just need to ask one other add-on. Zinnias, I think one of the other hosts said that she puts them in either now or beginning February.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just asking. Yes, it's not that I doubt her. I doubt my mind. Did I remember
so
correctly?
So you could do it. They're going to germinate when the soil temperature warms up. So you can put them there now. As long as nothing eats them, you're fine, like a bird or anything else. So really, that's the only thing. I would say I would wait until February to do it, and because then our soil will start to warm up at the beginning of March.
That's a great thought. Mm-hmm. I love that timing. And just, you know, all seeds need to be planted shallow.
Yeah.
Pretty much never doing a deep hole for a seed. So, Maureen, thanks so much for your questions. I love it when people do flowers from seeds because then the flower makes seeds that can be used again. And sometimes you even get like a patch of something that recreates.
Yep.
Well, Sherry, thanks so much for being here.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. This has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.